Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madluck. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Nepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Nepper. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Bill Madluck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madluck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Madluck moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. DeJesus moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Herndon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to home to get Hill. LeMaster moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Cox and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Nepper hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan De Jesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. De Jesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. De Jesus hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz is walked intentionally. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Mark Hill. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Sadek moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Sadek. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Sadek steals third. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Knepper strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sutter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kingman bunts in front of the plate. Sadek fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to third. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer is walked intentionally. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sadek hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster bunts towards third. Ontiveros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Cox and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Bob Knepper. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Skip James now playing first base. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hernandez fires to first and has Herndon trapped. There's the throw to DeJesus, who tags Herndon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-4 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Skip James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. James bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner, with result that runner safe. LeMaster moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to third. James moves to second. 1 out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Harris pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. LeMaster scores. James moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Donnie Moore now pitching. Rudy Mioli now playing third base. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Harris trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-4 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kline's pinch hits for Rudy Mioli. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kline strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.